I'm going to give you the definition between a winner and a loser. The only difference between a winner and a loser is a winner gets back up and extracts the information to see what it needs to do differently, and a loser falls down too, but they don't extract the information. They don't ask, what can I change? What do I need to do differently? And they stay down. So now ask yourself, am I a winner or am I a loser? We all have the capability of being both, but not everybody makes a choice. So if you're a winner, no matter what, I get back up. Because that is the illusion. People think that winners don't fall. Yes, they do. The difference is a winner always gets back up.
A man must be prepared to give 100% to his purpose, fulfill his karma or dissolve it, and then let go of that specific form of living. He must be capable of not knowing what to do in his life, entering a period of unknowingness and waiting for a vision or a new form of purpose to emerge. These cycles of strong, specific action followed by periods of not knowing what the hell is going on are natural for a man who's shedding layers of karma in his relaxation into truth.
Whoever is seeing this video right now, in 100 years, they're all not here anymore. So what is the truth? The truth is our lifetime, what we have right now, it's very, very precious. With the knowledge of our lifetime has an end, my mission, my wish for you is to really contemplate about how do you want to spend this lifetime? In what do you want to invest this lifetime? It doesn't need to be any specific person that you follow, but whatever decision you are taking in your personal life, just always take care and ask yourself this question: is this really what you want to do with your lifetime?
People change when they hurt enough they have to, when they see enough they're inspired to, when they learn enough that they want to, and when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
All starts with this. Two hands, putting it to work. The thing that has worked for me is to remember the hard times. And I just remind myself, all right, I was evicted when I was 14. We were kicked off the island. We couldn't live in Hawaii. Had no place to live.
It's also a lot easier to let go of something when you're deciding to let go of it, because you've decided yourself that you're done with that. It's a weak part of you. It needs to disappear.
People can live with themselves. That's the first thing. A lot of people can live with themselves, look in the mirror and say, I'm okay with being afraid. You know, a lot of us are going through a hard time in life. Some people have been bullied. Some people are just stressed out. Some people are insecure. Some people are fat and overweight.
I leave home like you guys left home. I'm ready to tackle the world, get after it, achieve my dreams and goals. Crushed by 22, 23 years old. Now I got to move back in with my mom and dad.
A lot of what people regard as their own personalities and are proud of about their own personalities aren't their own personalities at all. They're useless idiosyncrasies that differentiate them trivially from other people.
You have to first be uncomfortable with how you feel about yourself. With that voice that a lot of us like to run away from, we all have it.
And if I could be who I needed to be, what would that look like? Self-deception and arrogance. To be proud of your insufficiency, that's a very Flemish thing. And that means to cling to the parts of you that are dead.
So we first have to face the real you. Who knows I'm weak, who knows I'm afraid, who says, whatever you think about me, take it, whatever, I'm here.
At some point, you gotta be tired of not being number one.
You have to accept what you're not. You have to, and people don't wanna do that. And that's the only way you can fix it. You have to accept it first before you can go on the journey.
As you elevate your aim, you create a judge at the same time. The new ideal, which is an ideal you, becomes a judge because it's above you, right? And then you're terrified of it, maybe.
Who they want to be, they act like they are, but they're not because they haven't fixed all this stuff yet. You got to fix this first before we can start our journey in life.
Get rid of everything about yourself that isn't perfect.
There's nothing you can't accomplish.
The other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen.
The judge that you're creating by formulating the ideal tells you what's useless about yourself, and then you can dispense with it.
People, are you writing you off? It should drive you. It should. It works for me. It should drive you.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. You may retire, but you ain't ever coming back home, man. And now you're judged.
Embrace the darkness. You do have to embrace the rage.
Every single person that you look up to, your favorite person in the entire world, is a failure. Has been at one point or another a failure.
Dissatisfaction is, it's an innate part of our psychology. There's no amount of money or success or love that you're ever gonna achieve where you're like, cool, I'm done, I got it.
The moment you realize the next step isn't going to kill you, and that next step is the first step to evolving, changing, growing, and learning, and becoming literally the best version of yourself, that's the most beautiful thing.
You gotta have a reason why, and most people who succeed ultimately have a strong reason why. I look at rage and darkness as a supercharger. I have a reason why, and the supercharger on top of that engine is my rage and darkness.
So many people in life, through no fault of their own, have a bar set for themselves, a glass ceiling set for themselves that they don't even know is there.
I think more people ought to put themselves in positions where they deal with adversity and challenges so that they can develop some sense of anger and darkness and rage.
The more we struggle with meaning or purpose in our lives, the more hope we look for to kind of compensate for that.
You almost have to take the huge goal and shelf it. Don't forget about it, but shelf it and now focus on everything that's small to get there.
I think we focus so much on trying to be perfect when really we just need to be successful. Even if you failed, that failure was an event. It's not who you are. It's not a person.
We're surrounded today by people being satisfied with mediocre. As soon as I realized that I could believe in myself, that it opened up a lot of the doors.
It's not bulletproof, you know, but this armor that we have around us, and that armor has chinks in it. We all have our own insecurities, our own fears, our own limited beliefs, our own limited mindset. We are imperfect humans with these and these doubts and these cracks in what you see, and you do that by one chapter in a book or one video or one minute or 5 minutes of visualization, seeing yourself winning.
Put yourself in a position where you're going to thrive, not where it's going to be comfortable. But society, parents, whoever, have set the standard for you to not play it safe, hit risks. What if you lose? What if you lose? Who cares? As long as you don't die, you can come right back.
I said, what do you want? What's your passion? What are you trying to accomplish? You can't formulate a plan and figure out the steps unless you know where you're trying to go. How can you go somewhere if you don't know where you're trying to go?
And so the fighter jet mentality is that someone who is just determined, relentlessly obsessed in achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity.
So failure is an event, not a person. Every single person that we've looked up to has gone from failure to the next failure to finally triumph.
Have to move to start feeling something. And if you move and start feeling something, you're on your way to the best version of yourself.
We're so afraid of being vulnerable. We're terrified of being honest. We're so used to being judged and being held to a standard that society sets for us, that we don't give ourselves permission to even ask these questions, let alone answer them.
Decide what you need to do and act.
The foundation of all strength is pain.
Embrace pain. Pain is something to embrace. If there's no resistance to you, you're not going to get anywhere in life.
The purpose of a goal is not getting it anyway. The purpose of a goal, who you become. Who you become is going to make you happier, going to make you sad.
Because some people think when you lose a dream or you lose something, that it's over. But you didn't lose who you are. You lost that thing, that placement. Life might not be adding up to what you wanted to add up to, but at least we have another, every single day is a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning. And certain days aren't gonna look like you want them to look, but at least you have another chance. Like 150,000 people die every day. That's 55 million people a year. If you're looking for a blessing, realize that's your blessing. You have another opportunity at life. The only way you're going to get strength in your life is if you go through that hard moment, that tough moment. Realize this, just because it's a chapter, it doesn't mean it's your whole story.
Most people think the things that are temporary are the permanent things. The temporary passing, I'm going through a breakup. You don't understand that in a month you're gonna be okay. When you're in a low, when you're feeling bad, you think that thing you're feeling is how you're gonna feel forever, which is what makes it feel worse. All of your emotions are temporary. They're passing things. So most of our pain comes from believing, I believe, that we should keep holding on to these things that are really heavy in our lives.
We're constantly looking at life. What is it? What is it? Where are we? You know, look how interesting. Look at different cultures, different beliefs. You know, how do they come to that? How do I feel about that? How do, you know, what do I think? It is a daily adventure. You have your voice. It's there. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Create. You know, don't let anyone stop you.
When you can realize that your worst days were truly your best days. When you can realize that every human being goes through pain and injustice, some more than others, but everyone goes through it. Everyone's had someone be completely unjust to them. Everyone has had someone hurt them who they loved and cared for deeply, or they trusted, or they looked to for support or love. It's part of how we grow spiritually. There's no possibility to build muscle without something you have to lift. And if you don't lift it, it will crush you. And if you lift it, it will be painful. It's not easy to lift those things. But the day in which you finally find inside yourself the story and state that finally makes you no longer be willing to be pressed down by your past, that day your life not only changes, but you also now have the ability to give a gift to others. And the most beautiful day, though, is the day when you go, it wasn't for all that that I hated most, I wouldn't have what I love most. Realizing that there was a meaning in all of it and that it served something greater. Greater than just little me.
We live in a constant state of fear of missing out. We're always thinking about what we had pending, the plans, the future, our vision. There's almost like this ADD quality life now, and especially now with social media and with all the things coming at us so fast. And if you're committed to creating big results in your life, you have plans, you have goals, but a lot of that steals time and steals moments from us. And the magic is in the moment. I'm here, I'm all in, I'm engaged with you, because so many people are not present. They miss out on things. They miss out on life. And I think that one of the biggest problems that we have is that we think that where we are isn't it. This is not it. And so we think that happiness or joy or fulfillment is in the future, or it was in the past because and we lost it. One of the things that we do is we miss out on the moment, and we don't realize that happiness is right now. Because the only moment that we really have is this one. There is no other moment. The next moment is a promise. The next moment is an idea. The last moment is over. Like we live life like we have forever. We live life like it's gonna, like there's a guarantee of tomorrow. And I don't know there's another moment. And so when I live life from this is the only moment I have, I'm living life from urgency. And so I'm living life from, I may not see you again. So let me be present. Or I may not, we may not pass this way again. And so when I live from the moment, what I'm doing is I'm celebrating it and acknowledging it. And I'm able to be present in it. And so what stops me from that is the guilt of the past and the anxiety of the past and the resistance of what, you know, I've been through, afraid of going through it again. Embrace and accept where you are. That what's happening right now is actually happening for you. That what's happening right now is your benefit. Because as long as I'm thinking that this relationship isn't it, this moment isn't it, this house isn't it, this career isn't it, what I'm doing is I'm putting all of my happiness on a result. Me being grateful for the moment that I have, whether it could be a bad moment, it could be, you know, an amazing moment, because my happiness is up to me. And so my enjoying of this moment is up to me. And so when I'm able to embrace the moment and live in it, then I'm present. So many people go through people's lives and they were never present. They were never there. They were never connected. They miss out. They don't remember even conversations. I mean, you see it at funerals. People are like, what was the last thing I said to them? Or what can I remember of them? And a whole lifetime can be summed up in two conversations. Where there were so many moments that you were with somebody that you weren't present. And so by not being present with the responsibility of what I'm creating, then what I do is I'm always thinking that this is not it and it should be different. And then we stay stuck. And then we're stuck in the situation we don't want to be in. And then we're miserable about it and we complain about it, but we don't do anything about it. You're deciding not to decide. And so you're making a choice to be in limbo, which is why so many people are unfulfilled, because they're not doing what they want to do. If you're in a career that you're not all in, get out. If you're in a relationship you're not all in, get out. Be in ownership of whatever moment you're in. Most people are spectators. They're like watching, they're observing. They show up to a place and they observe. They go to the party and they, I don't like the food. I'm like, the vibe's weird. And then they're in this observal mode, or they show up into situations. Their life is their life, but they're a spectator. What is your intention when you're sitting down with your significant other? What is your intention when you go into the board meeting? What is in your intention when you're talking to your employees? What is your intention when you talk to your mom? So what's the experience that you want to create when you're with that person? Accountability is love. Holding people accountable is saying, I love you. When I hold you accountable, I'm saying you're capable of a bigger game. And so holding people accountable to being present creates an environment of people being present. And also there's the whole thing of wanting more money, more followers, more success, more of whatever, something hotter, something brighter. And we don't realize that the achieves the joy and happiness that happened right now. This moment. This is the moment. All of those things will never bring fulfillment and don't bring people back and don't bring memories back. You know, some people are so on auto. It's like we live on autopilot. And this moment's the most important moment you have, because you may not have another one. You may not wake up tomorrow. The plane may not land. So I think that if we live more consciously present and be present with the people that we love, express how we feel today, make every moment count, this will elevate people's lives.
In a Winston Churchill said many years ago, history will be kind to me for I intend to write it. A heartbreak, a breakup, parents getting a divorce, a fight, getting bullied, all of these things then make you, because of those experiences. Now, when that happens, you are gonna do one of three things. You know the whole flight, freeze, or fight. Now, I know what freeze happens, nothing happens. Flight, nothing's happened. But fight, that part is born during those moments. What if I get asked a question that I don't have the answer to? One of the scariest things about life is a question. The scary question can shake a soul up, because no one's asked that question for me. If you don't ask the questions of what you want to do next,
the world is going to put you in the box on what you have to do next. And you are rising up to their expectations because you're not asking questions yourself. What life do you want to live? And why do you want to live this life? Why is it important to you? Why is it what you're putting through all these hours? Why would you want to do that? That transition, when you go through it, and then the pressure part, when you said, here's who I'm going to be, where you declare your intentions to the world. This is what I'm going to be doing. A lot of times we keep things a secret. I think declaring intention serves a purpose. I think when you go out there and you say, this is what I'm going to be doing, this is where I'm going to be at, you officially have the world holding you accountable. That pressure could be good pressure to put into your life. And the identity goes from being a regular person to the next day, no one recognizes them. Haters highlight your weaknesses. And if you're smart, you're like, he makes a good point. Hey, one day I'm going to make so much money, I'm going to shut everybody up. That doesn't work. First of all, that's not going to take place. So you have a choice. Either you can say, I don't want to deal with the voice, live a small life. But if you can't live a small life and you have to live a big life, you have to understand that it's going to be pushed. And you have to figure out a way to silence everybody. Anticipation is game. The more you tell the world how to manage expectations dealing with you and what to anticipate, you actually minimize a lot of the noise. We don't take the time to say, what are the values and principles that I'm willing to build my life on? And what really are they? What are you willing to really stand up for? You know, what is your core belief system? You got to go really deep with purpose and really deep with, if you don't move, what could take place? For people to sit there and realize, if you really want to move yourself, ask the questions, go deeper on what life could happen, both good and bad, happen to both of them, and hopefully that creates urgency for you to start taking the next necessary steps. The gift of imagination and visualization is rarely used properly.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself. So what is the net advice on this? What is the bottom line? The bottom line is no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
The quicker you can focus on how to fix it, the quicker you can learn from your failure, the quicker you can anchor those emotions, those feelings, that's when knowledge becomes wisdom. Information, we can all get it. There's more information out now than ever before in history. So knowledge is easy to find in today's world. Information, easy to find. Wisdom, that's hard to come by. Because wisdom is when you take knowledge, take information, put it into play, get your ass kicked in some places, learn from your mistakes, learn from the pain, and power through. So again, this is what I want you to think about. I don't care where you are. If you hold a grudge shorter than anybody else, go shorter. If you rebound from a failure quicker than anyone you know, rebound quicker. Successful people rebound fast. And while they're rebounding, they're actually learning from the horrible experience they had. Transform the experience. Transform the experience from something you call a failure, something painful, into, wow, I got that one out of the way. I learned from it. I know what to do next.
Need something else that's going to get you off the hook. And it has to be that core belief system in your life. A belief system that you put in place when you were emotionally sober and you said to yourself, I'm making a pledge. I do and believe that which moves me towards my goals, period. Not when it's convenient, always. And that becomes the guiding light in my life. If the guiding light in your life is that you only do and believe that which moves you towards your goals. When you get into that loop of beating yourself up and thinking that you're worthless or that you're never gonna make it, remember that. That belief does not serve you. And you don't do things that don't serve you.
Limiting belief that I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm too young, I'm too old. Somehow we have information and experiences that says this is real. But what does that really mean? What it means is not only does it affect what we do or don't do, but it affects the lens by which we're seeing the world. We only see the world through the lens of our empowering beliefs or disempowering beliefs. So imagine if you had a lens, whether it's on your camera or on your glasses, and all of a sudden you put a coating on it to take out all the blue light. You're not going to see the world the same. All the blue light is gone. Well, limiting beliefs or empowering positive beliefs do the exact same thing.
Responsibility to me is it's about understanding and knowing that you have the power to control your destiny, that it's about living your life from a place of creation, that most people go through life doing what I call living their lives as volunteer victims. When you take responsibility for your life, it's about knowing that you have to develop yourself, that you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. You have to develop your mind, you have to develop your skills, you have to have a talent, ability that you are cultivating so that you can create value for the world with what it is you have, with your gift.
But that's where it starts. It starts with the willingness to persist long after it's boring. It starts with the ability to focus on your end customer long after you're exhausted. It starts with the ability to think about those people that you really want to serve when you're scared and have no idea how you're going to pull it off. But you chose to believe that you could do it. You chose to believe that. And because you chose to believe that, you were able to achieve excellence.
Going out and doing the hard things to see how much of your potential you can actuate, pursuing greatness in a very specific direction is, I believe, the only thing that will make people happy. So when I look at depression, anxiety, all on the rise, all rampant, people feeling lost, not knowing what they want to do, where they want to be, the answer is decide you're going to be extraordinary at something because it gives you more energy than it takes. But get that thing in your life and then go after it with everything you have, with total disregard for balance, that you pour yourself into it in a way, you give yourself over to it. And I think we have one more bifurcation. You've got the family, which provides a similar sense of deep fulfillment, and I think that's a perfectly valid choice. And then on this side, you've got an equal lack of balance, all in totally committed, do or die, I would give myself over to this thing that I'm building, right? And that's where I'm at.
I believe that all of us have a responsibility that we want to live a life that will outlive us. The work that you're doing. There are people that you will never meet whose lives that you transform, that you're living a life that will outlive you. But because of something you say, or you interrupt that story of being hopeless and powerless and not wanting to be here anymore. And because they took the time to watch, you create an experience. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, they could never be satisfied to going back to where it was. And so at the end of the program, at the end of one of their presentations, there are people who their lives will be transformed and they will become a pencil, as Mother Teresa would say, in the hand of God, and start writing a new chapter with their lives.
I almost made it. But, screw but. We all have that. We all have something. We're all different. We all have unique circumstances. But the people who make the difference are the ones that stay in the game and have a process to get through the game.
When you wake up in the morning, your willpower is strongest. When you wake up in the morning, you've got a full well of mental focus, and we know that focus in our world is even more valuable than intelligence. You've got the world to yourself. There's no crowds. You can think, you can plan, you can care for yourself in a world where so many people are so depleted.
The impact that we're gonna have in the world is for everybody to be able to face who they are. You can put your life on a billboard. You are not ashamed of what life made you, what you helped life make you. No longer ashamed of. Stop judging yourself against other people who have hidden it better than you. I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.
The only thing that got me out of bed was shame. So you have to understand that people had not misidentified me. This is not a story of someone who was born extraordinary. People just couldn't see it, that I was secretly this amazing person who was just waiting for their opportunity to shine. This was somebody who was lazy as had no idea what they were gonna do with their life. I had no idea how I was gonna pull it off. I was absolutely terrified. Every time I looked in the mirror, I saw me staring back, and I knew how lazy I was. I knew how afraid I was. I knew how insecure I was. I knew that at my core, I wanted people to like me, and I was terrified that they had every reason in the world not to like me. But instead of becoming someone who was worthy of self-respect, I was trying to create the illusion that I was something, because that seemed like I could do it fast, instead of just buckling down and doing the hard-ass work of becoming somebody new.
In the race of life, life's not going to give you a glass of water when you're thirsty. You work on mental callousing on a daily basis, because your brain isn't a muscle so much, you will lose it. You will lose the ability to suffer in the worst of times if you come out of it for too long.
Because I had one failed misunderstanding. I believed that my talent and intelligence were fixed traits. I was born a certain way, and life was about making the most of what I'd been born with. What I did not yet understand is the reason humans are the ultimate apex predator is because we are the ultimate adaptation machine.
So you have to watch who's speaking into you. You've got to begin to monitor your mind. And you've got to begin to literally be proactive in programming yourself to success. Be not conformed to this world. Be it transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've got to take responsibility to make that happen. And as you begin to do that, you'll begin to see some incredible changes in your life. I understand now when Earl Nightingale said, all of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. As you begin to look at your dreams and look at your goals, write this down. Make know your vitamin. See, most people stop short of their dreams and park and get off the highway of life because of the rejections of life. You will always be rejected. It's no big deal. Jack Canfield said rejection is a myth. It's not like when somebody says no and then they slap you.
You need to be clear what it is you really want. I always tell people, you know, not only what you want, but why you want it. I know this is simplistic, but most people just don't do the blocking and tackling of their life. When you're not sure what you're gonna do, you're gonna hesitate. And hesitation kills momentum. And momentum is what makes a sports team win. It's what makes an athlete, a business person win. When you get momentum, it's like it takes enormous energy to get a rocket out of our gravitational pull of the Earth. But out of the solar system's easy. Once it has momentum, it takes less fuel, less energy. Starting a relationship, starting a business, changing your body, it takes so much in the beginning. But once you get going, it's actually really easy.
Live in a dominant culture that is designed to destroy your sense of self, to connect with this power that you have within yourself to handle where you are.
All of us, if you're really going for something extraordinary, I think all of us are going to fail
at least as much as we succeed, maybe more. And so fearing the low moments is not the right way to think about it. Recontextualize that failure as a learning opportunity. Earn people's respect, not command it. Earn people's respect by getting back up on your feet. And if you rebound quickly with energy and enthusiasm, even if some people take the opportunity to kick you while you're down, in the long run, people will gravitate towards you because they see that you're real, you're not posing.
To me, make no your vitamin. Get excited about the no. Why? Because every time someone says no, that brings you another step to a yes. You're getting closer. Trust me, you will win if you don't quit. You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
Earning respect. You're going to be getting so good at something that you can't be denied. And this is one of those things that I say without judgment. I'm not saying that you're not talented. I'm not saying that you haven't demonstrated competence, but I am saying that if you can be ignored, the only way out of that is to continue to get better, get to the point, show it so many times that it is just self-evident.
When something happens to you, you don't deny it, you defy it. And I was defiant that I'm going to beat this, I'm going to handle this, that there are people who many times when something happens to them, that they embrace it from a place of fear and it takes them out. And Elsie Robinson said, things may happen to you and things may happen around you, but the most important things are the things that happen in you.
What human life is, when life was in the other forms of life that you see on the planet, nature determined a certain compulsive, instinctive ways of functioning. Once you become human, these lines have been removed. You can act consciously. That means what you call as human potential is not of any kind of measurable limit. It can go as far as you desire or as far as you have the courage to walk. So when we say human potential, unleashing human potential, it is not about reaching the peak. It is a trajectory. Because what our life is a combination of a certain amount of time and energy. Time is rolling away for all of us at the same pace. If you sit, it rolls away. If you sleep, it rolls away. If you do something, it goes away. If you don't do anything, it goes away. You're happy or miserable, it goes away. Time is running out for all of us. So it's only the energy that you can do different things with. If you bring your energies to a certain level of intensity and possibility, what somebody does in 10 years, you may do it in 1 year. This means if you live here for 100 years, it feels like in people's impact that you've created, it feels like you lived here for 1,000 years. Simply because you have managed your life energies in a certain way. So for me, a human being impactful means, how conscious have you become? This is very important. Because if you're in compulsive cycles, then your energy gets wasted in so many things. 50% of the time is gone in maintenance. Remaining 50%, what they have, if you look at every single move that they may make with their body, their thought process, their emotions, you will see a whole lot of it is happening in compulsive cycles. If you are a little sensitive to life, you will realize you are the biggest issue in your life. But I would say for 90% of the human beings, their own body, the compulsions of the body, the compulsions of their thought, the compulsions of their emotions are ruling them most of the time. So when you yourself are a problem, well, you're on self-help. We need to come to a certain level of maturity within ourselves. The most fundamental thing is, our children need not look like us, need not think like us, need not act like us, need not be us in any way. A child is not a legacy, it's a life. Influence is not important. What is important is the intrinsic intelligence finding its full potential. Not knowing is not a notion, it's a fact. It's not a notion. You really do not know a damn thing about this existence. Everybody assume and believe because it's comfortable to simply believe something. The very word belief means this, that I have concretized assumptions of which I know nothing about. Either you know or you do not know. Where does the belief come from? When you pretend what you do not know as I know, that's belief. But you can't believe something all by yourself. So you need 100 people around you. That's why always believers are in groups, seekers are alone. It is the nature of human intelligence. It naturally seeks, but people want to seek with the comfort of belief. They want to be in the belief system and then seek. Fundamentally, if people understand that the source of human experience is within you, joy or misery, agony or ecstasy, pleasure or pain, everything comes from within you. If I understand the source of my joy and misery are within me, then you know what's the obvious choice? What happens in the world? There are many, many forces involved. What happens within me? It's 100% me. 100%, isn't it? If you don't take charge of this, then you're an accidental life. When you're an accidental life, anxiety is very natural. This is why consciousness means this, that you have taken charge of the instruments of life, which on most fundamental level is our physiological and psychological space. You've taken charge of this. Now your health, your happiness, your joy, your ecstasy, your misery, everything is in your hands. You exercise them as you want. See, people have divided the universe. This is important, this is not important. This person is important for me, this person is not important for me. This is important for me, that's not important for me. Only when your attention and involvement is indiscriminate does the universe open up to you. Right now, if you make yourself miserable, you must understand you are sending a message to every cell in the body that I don't want to live. You might not have articulated it in your head yet, but when you become miserable, you notice suddenly your body seems heavy and it's like doesn't want to get up from this chair. When you're happy, you're willing to bounce at everything and do everything, bend backwards if necessary. Why this is happening is the message has gone to every cell in the body, this guy wants to die. So you want to die, you want to live, you want to die, you want to live. The body is getting confused because you must understand this is a very intelligent body. It's taking instructions from you. Every cell in the body has enormous sense of memory and intelligence. Because you're sending contradictory messages, you're not dead, you're half dead. You can give it any number of exotic names. Essentially, you have turned your intelligence against yourself. We can talk, if inspiration is what you need, encouragement was what you need, I'm willing to talk. But talks will not bring solutions. They will bring some clarity. Solution will come only when you take a proper inward step. Because I'm not interested in how much somebody is doing. I'm very interested in how they're doing it, because that's what changes the quality of who we are. Because the content of our life will not change our life. It is the context of our life which changes our life. But there's no such thing as this is my life and that's your life. This is a living cosmos. Everybody is free to capture as much as they want. If you capture substantial amount of life, your very presence will become a significant life. Otherwise, you will become a mediocre life. This is the important thing. It's not the knowledge you gather in your head. It's not the muscle that you gather in your body. It's the life. How much of a life are you? This will make you significant in your very presence. If world gives us an opportunity, we'll do something impactful. Otherwise, we are just a significant presence. Beautiful does not mean just a beautiful view of the ocean or something else. Beautiful means human life here is pleasant within every human being. The question is not about what I wear, what I drive, where I live, but how I am within myself. Human experience is constant. Whichever generation you are, you can either be blissed out or misery. What we can do in the world is subject to many realities of the times. But how we can be within ourselves is always a possibility. So what is always a possibility must be manifested. Whether you will run faster than Mr. Bolt or not, whether you will climb Mount Everest or not, this is not the point. Those things are subject to individual tastes and individual likes and dislikes. But will your experience of life on this planet be pleasant or not? At least this one thing we must determine, that every human being's experience of life on this planet is pleasant. That much we must do, and it's doable.